Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Oh yes, the old argument as to whether your missus should take your name if you marry her. See, it's not an old argument, actually, it's quite a new one. Because if you go back 30 years ago, this wasn't even open to question. It just wasn't open to question. What do you mean your wife's not taking your name? It just wouldn't have happened. The mother-in-law would have never allowed it. You're not marrying her, son. You know what I mean? She's no good for you. She wants to keep her own name. How dare she? You know what I mean? Because it goes back to a very old tradition. And their tradition came out of one of inheritance. And, well, that was the whole idea. It was to make it simpler and to make it easier. And also for children. So children didn't have, you know, kind of long double-barrel names. Because think about it like this. If every woman decided tomorrow not to take their husband's name, then you would have kids with a double barrel name, meeting another kid with a double barrel name, and then having a kid, which would have not only a double barrel name, but a quadruple barrel name, because they've got two parents, unless they decide to take one or the other, which would be a bit unfair. You know what I mean? So it's a bit silly, you know what I mean? So I just think for ease and for simplicity, it's just easier. Now, I understand the alternate argument. The alternate argument, of course, is that it's unfair to demand that a woman changes her name. She's had that name all her life. You know what I mean? I mean, why would you want to change it? She has that memory of her parents, and that's the name she was given at birth, and that's the name she's always used, and why would you demand she change it? But there's an interesting email here. It says, "Hi, Noel. Myself and my missus are due to be married in 6 months. We've been together for 7 years. I proposed to her 8 months ago." Jeez, that was quick. "And we've been full-on wedding planning since. We are over at my mother's house during the week for dinner, and we were talking about the wedding. My mother suggested that my wife change her name before the wedding to get it just out of the way. I agreed. I thought it was a great idea and we'd be a step closer to being husband and wife. She just laughed and flippantly said that wasn't happening. Both me and my mother were a bit caught off guard, but I decided not to push it on the night. When we were in the car on the way home, I asked her what she meant when she said that wasn't happening. She told me that she never intended to change her name. She said she doesn't even believe in it. She said she's not my property, so why would she take my name? I was shocked. It's not about me owning her. It's about love and respect. We're coming together, becoming one as a union. I think it would be nice for us to share the name. It's also traditional. There's a lot to be said for keeping up with traditions. When I told her this, she snapped. She said it was completely out of line for me to expect her to do such a thing, and that I should have expected this because she's a feminist. Now, I don't know what being a feminist has to do with any of this, but I don't want to argue about it anymore. I told my mother about our disagreement, and she was furious. You get on well with your mother, don't you? She maybe should have married her. Anyway, she thinks my fiancé is letting our family name die out. And what would we do when we start having children? Whose name would they take? I hate double barrel names, and obviously, I want them to have my name. Honestly, I think this might be a deal breaker for me. I'm serious now. The more I think about it, the more it solidifies that something is really important to me. I want us all to have the same name. I want people to actually know we're married and not just dating. I actually don't even know what to say to her anymore without another row starting. What should I do? Have I really married? Am I really marrying a feminist? Now, there's no harm in your missus being a feminist, by the way. As long as she's not a nutty one. You know what I mean? There's no harm in feminism. Feminism is just about equal rights. But anyway, yeah, it does go down to property. Years ago, of course, the whole idea of the woman walking down the aisle with her father and handing the bride over to the husband was a very old tradition of a father owning his daughter and handing over ownership to another man, thereby changing the name of the woman's name to prove that man owns her. Now, that's the old tradition. That doesn't mean that still exists, by the way. People just do it now out of tradition. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily mean you own your wife. I would hate to think that anybody out there believes they own their wife, by the way. But here's the thing. Is he right? Is it a bit of a deal breaker? Now, I'm a traditionalist. And I do believe it is. But I also believe, by the way, if you ever get divorced, particularly if the woman is the one who insinuates, or should I say instigates the divorce, they should have to give the name back and go back to using their single name again by law because they're no longer married to you. Particularly if it's a bad divorce where they've done something wrong and they dirty the name and drag it through the gutter. Anyway, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe that women should take her husband's name? By the way, here's the thing. I don't disagree with. You could do it either way. He could take her name. I wonder, has he suggested that to her? As long as it's a single name, I probably wouldn't mind. Although I think the tradition is more for a woman to take a man's name. But anyway, you know, it's for the sake of the kids. Think of the children, isn't that what they always say? Think of the children. Leanna, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad now, on yourself.
Good. Leanna, think of the children. Think of the children.
So for me, myself, when I got married, I asked him to take my name because I come from a family of girls and only girls. And we have rights to land and all the rest of it. And my father needed us to carry that name because of that old tradition. And he said he wouldn't because his family has land as well and he needs that. And so we made the agreement that the children would be named with his surname and I'd take that on, but I'd also have to double barrel my own name for my own land rights in my own country. So that was fine. We were agreeable to that. But everything he described in his email there was all about ownership. It is all about ownership. She has to have his name. But there is it's a contract. Marriage is about the whole occasion. Yeah,
but I'm married. I'm married. My wife took my name. I'm married. Yeah. She's very proud to have my name. I don't own my wife.
No, but it should be a choice. It should be a choice up to the
end. Yeah, well, that was her choice, in fairness. It was her choice to do that.
Well, you didn't tell her she had to. You didn't tell her she couldn't.
No.
You know, like,
I would never do that.
Exactly.
But she would be like me. She's a traditionalist as well. She's quite fond of it, and she has a great belief in the family and everything else.
I totally respect the traditions of marriage and the unity of what marriage offers. Taking somebody's name doesn't make you any less married. You're not going to call your wife your girlfriend after you've had a ceremony, regardless of what name she chooses to take. Now, the other side of that too, is I have children in primary school and most of their teachers are actually married, but they all keep their own maiden names for school.
For school. And by the way, I understand that used to happen all the time. I understand that in a school setting because it's complicated, particularly for younger children, to get used to changing the name or a new name for the teacher. But in real life, they have actually changed their name, but they just keep it for the sake of the school. And I get that. That's okay.
Yeah, no, and I get that too. But even like when I had a child out of wedlock, they still called me Mrs. whatever the child's last name was. And it was just in reference to the fact that I was the mother and that was the child's last name. So regardless of what my own last name was, they were just like, oh, that's Mrs. such and such. For that child. So it's an
identity. But I don't even like double barrel names because they probably end up in a row as well because if it's, you know, I don't know, Niall O'Reilly Boylan, for example, in my case, you know, who decides if the O'Reilly goes first or the Boylan comes first or, you know what I mean? And then they go, oh, they'll start arguing about that.
It sounds as though this particular emailer, they like the idealism of the marriage, and I understand that because I do too. I'm very much for it. I like the unity. I like the security of it all. But you think after 7 years, they'd know this about each other.
Yeah, but they never said. You know? But that was the conversation never arose until last week.
So you think, if you had only been dating for 2 years and then got engaged and then you're all learning this stuff as you're planning, but 7 years later, what do they talk about otherwise?
I like what he said. He said, I was shocked. It's not about me owning her. It's about love. We're coming together, becoming one.
But that's marriage and that's the wedding in itself, the whole marriage thing. But taking somebody's name, that's like me all of a sudden deciding, oh, because I've married this particular person, I have to change my first name.
But you don't change your first name. You change your second name. And so let's not complicate the conversation too much.
My friends from school only know me as one person. My friends in my adult years only know me as one identity.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, there's a lot of people know my wife, you know, under her maiden name or whatever, right? And that's fine. Yeah. And by the way, you know, it's complicated sometimes to change your driver's license or your passport or whatever it happens to be. It is a pain in the hole. I couldn't agree with you more, right? And that's, by the way, that's fine. If she wants to leave her driver's license and her maiden name, you can do that. There's no laws that you can't do that. But in saying that, you know, I don't see anything wrong with changing your name. Because all you're doing is you're making it one for the sake of the children. So, for example, when they're in school, you know, and their mom is one name and their father is a different name. It's a bit complicated.
But the one thing I've learned too is that a lot of Indian cultures don't take each other's surnames. They actually create a new one to serve both of themselves, a new family name for their continuous generations. So, like, why does there have to be one over the other? Why can't you just make up a new
one? Well, now, why would you make it even more complicated? That makes it even more complicated.
Yeah, but at least you'll both like it if you're both.
Yeah, but what you're doing there is just being contradictory, right? You're saying, I don't necessarily agree with taking a man's name, but I don't mind you making up a new name. Like, that's a bit silly, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Why not just take the man's name? Stop being such a feminist.
No, hang on. All right. I get that. But what I'm saying is there too, if it's about taking a name, and as your man said in the email there, it's about the unity and all the rest of it. Why not make up your own name and then work away with that if you want someone to change your name? Why not both of you?
Okay, hang on. Stay there for a second, Leanna. Jessica, let me go to you. Jessica, I understand the point Leanna's making. You know, you're giving up part of yourself. Why should you be discommoded and inconvenienced and having to change your name just to satisfy some man?
Well, you're not giving up a part of yourself. Like, you'll still have your maiden name on your birth cert and everything. It's not like, oh, that's done and dusted. The dowry's paid. I now belong to this man.
Well, that's what some people believe.
It's a name. Get over yourself. Take his name. If he's good enough to be your husband and you're good enough to say yes to the ring, you can say yes to the name.
Well, how can you say that in reverse, though? Like, if you propose to them, why can't they be good enough to take your last name?
Well, then, yeah, well, look, if whoever proposed, just take a name. Like, I'm happy enough. Like, Kira told me she's happy enough to take my name. That's done and dusted when we get to that stage.
But if she hadn't, if Kira had said to you, sorry, Jessica, I'd rather when we get married if you take my name, would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
But it's different. I suppose it's different in your situation because the dynamic is different because you're lesbian, right?
Is it Shakespeare that said, what's in a name by any rose smells as sweet?
Jesus, look at you quoting Shakespeare, Jessica. What's going on here? hell, huh? Hey, there was me thinking all my listeners were dumb. Sorry, I'm joking. Jessica quoting Shakespeare. Molly, put that down, will you? That has to be. We have to put that out in the promo. Jessica quoting Shakespeare. Anyway, sorry. But I understand the point Leanna's making. That, you know, you are giving away part of yourself, something that you've always been known, if I'm taking up the counter argument here now, something you've always been known as, you know, and it's part of you. And you're being asked to give it, to take that away for the sake of somebody else.
Well, people will still know you by that. Like you said, you can keep it on your driver's license. It's still going to be on your birth cert. It's not like, you know, you can never go back to that name. If, God forbid, things ended up going, hitting the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's a little bit disrespectful towards him. It's like, what, is his name not good enough for you?
Oh, there you go, Leanna. Is his name not good enough for you?
My opposite side is my name not good enough for him?
Well, she didn't propose to him, he proposed to her, so it's...
Yeah, well, look, Leanna, we're sticking with tradition here. The tradition is the woman takes the man's name, not the other way around.
Sorry, Jessica, you made a good point there that we're referring to the exact email. And he proposed to her. But then my point entirely was, how come this wasn't even a conversation pre? Like, they've had 7 years together.
I know.
Come on.
You'd imagine he'd know her a bit better than this, wouldn't you, at this point? Maybe he's marrying the wrong person.
A bit of beach time chat or something, you know, but a cup of tea over something. Yeah. Like, to get to that final point and not know that information... I'm a little bit scared for their marriage in general.
Yeah, I'm not far behind you on that one. But he said this is a bit of a deal breaker. I tell you what, if you don't know that much about her after nearly 8 years, well, then you're in serious trouble.
No, but Jessica's not right in what she's saying either. And the fact that when somebody does propose to you and you accept, that you should be willing to take them all on and whichever way that works. And if it means so much to one person, then fine, it's irrelevant. In a lot of respects, because the whole marriage situation is about being a unity. But I don't.
Oh, there you go. See, you just said it. It's a unity, isn't it? Two people coming together as one. As one, Leanna.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is it doesn't have to be an automatic you should take his
name. Why would you want your relationship to be complicated? You know, I'm very proud of the fact that my wife took my name. Very proud of the fact that she took it.
Yeah,
and people refer to us, or if they want to, as Mr. and Mrs. Boylan. You know, we walk in somewhere, her name is Karen, my name is Niall Boylan. We're both Boylans. They know we're married. Either that or she's my sister. So she's not that. So we're both married. So people recognize that fact immediately. She's not just a girlfriend or a partner. She's my wife.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that fact. And she's very proud of the fact that I'm her husband. So why would you want
to... And the practicalities at the airport, God forbid, if they ever decide to go on a holiday with the kids, these are all dragged into different parts of the room.
Okay, why do you have a different name? I'm from New Zealand. My partner's from Ireland. And we have that complication all the time.
Yeah, what's the deal?
You have to... I have another one.
Yeah, you have to bring out...
They tell us off. We should just go in as a family, regardless of which aisle we take.
So what you have to do when you go on holidays, particularly to the United States, if you go to immigration, you have to bring a wedding certificate with you.
I actually have to bring birth certificates. But now
why make it complicated? Just take his bloody name.
No, but also too, America has stepped up a little bit with that new visa service that you have to pay for that's valid for 2 years. You actually
Here's the thing, by the way. It's not valid for 2 years anymore, Leanna. It used to be 2 years. It's only one now.
I'm glad I got it when I did then.
Yeah, and it's gone up now. It used to be, when it started first, it was $7. This is going back about 10 years ago. And then it went up to 10,
no, it's like,
14. Now it's
like
20.
30 or 40 euros.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, it's gone up. And it used to be,
it
used
to be 1 year now.
Yeah, it's only 1 year. It used to be 2 years. Now it's only one.
Right, skipping topic, Niall.
Well, it's just a money-making machine, isn't it, obviously, from that point of view? Anyway, because it's all done by a computer anyway. It's not like there's people have to look at it. Now, see, Jessica's got me on a roll now. I'm now looking up quotes by Shakespeare on marriage. And there's one here. Thou art sad. Get thee a wife. Get thee a wife. So if you're sad, seemingly a wife cheers you up. But there you go. Not always. Wife can make your life miserable too. Let me just go to John.
You've done well to educate Niall tonight. Nothing else.
John, hi. How are you?
Hello, Niall. Hello, Radioland.
Oh, jeepers. Anyway, yes, enough of the niceties. Go on.
I have. Life is a stage and we're all actors.
Oh, are we all going to start quoting people tonight? What's going on here? sorry, Jessica's on the roll again. What are you saying, Jessica?
Oh, no, I was just saying, Nighttime Talks is also educational.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Okay, for those studying English literature. John. Go ahead. Go on. You want to make a point? Go ahead.
Right. So my point in this, as being a staunch Catholic, as you well know, I believe in tradition. And if a wife doesn't take a husband's name, well, then fuck off somewhere else.
Oh, stop. That's very blunt, isn't it?
And get somebody who's liberal, go live with them, and go and do the liberal bullshit agenda. Because at the end of the day, yes, if you get married, you take your husband's name, end off, or good luck.
And what about... the wife, say, turning around and say, okay, I'm happy enough that we have one name. Why don't you take my name?
I would say, no, it's not tradition. Tradition, again, we are watering down traditions in this country. And that is the previous topic, the green agenda was watering down things. Now you have the liberals watering down the marriage traditions in this country. No, I don't agree with any of it.
Actually, let me just throw that back to Leanna. Leanna, marriage is a Catholic tradition. Well, matrimony by Catholic.
No, it's not a Catholic tradition. It's a tradition of humans.
But I'm talking about the majority of people up to recently, actually, that's changing somewhat, walk down the aisle. You know what I mean? And they walk down the aisle of a church. So if you're willing to walk down the aisle of a church and wear a white dress, why not stick to the rest of the traditions?
In Catholic churches, it is a tradition to walk down an aisle. It's tradition to be married in most cultures, and however that looks. So Africans don't walk down an aisle. The bride is there, the groom is there, and a ceremony is performed, and they both get off on their merry way.
Yeah, but it is a traditional ceremony. If I remember rightly, they tie a rope around each other's wrists, don't they, to join them together?
That's paganism, I say, from what I understand.
Mm.
That's more paganism, whereas I know in my culture, two people were just brought up the front, somebody said a few things, and then
that's it, you're married.
They were off.
Yeah, that sounds like a Las Vegas wedding, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, no, I did that. But actually, it was who was
the witness? Elvis?
Yeah. Well, no, it was a ceremony of unity. It was never, marriage was put on it as a word when religion became a thing. And we're talking centuries ago now through history. But I understand where your man's coming from there, and the fact that tradition to himself in Irish culture, 100%, it's catechism. But ultimately, marriage was not just catechism or Christianity or anything else. It was actually just a unity between people.
Yeah, but in the email, I agree with John in a sense that he's saying in the email that ever since he proposed, what does he say here? We've been together for 7 years. I proposed to her 8 months ago. And we've been full on wedding planning since. So obviously this is a big wedding. Lots of guests, all the usual, cars, flowers. So if she's willing to go with all the other traditions, clearly because she's planning a wedding, what's wrong with this tradition? Why this one? Is it just because, I'm a feminist and I'm not doing that?
I don't know that it is. I can't speak on behalf of herself, but I do get where he's coming from to a degree, but ultimately the whole conversation is, they need to have a conversation, actually sit down and talk. I don't think this couple talks.
I don't think you do get where they're coming from.
Sorry, I was just going to say there.
I don't think you do get where they're coming from, because this, again, is a watering down of marriage in this country by a liberal agenda. And you said you're Australian. I don't care what you guys do over there.
No, I'm not Australian. New Zealand.
Australian at all.
Or New Zealand or whatever.
That's like an insult. It's like calling a Canadian American, but go on,
The point about it is, I don't care what you guys do over there or which way you look at marriage or you don't look at marriage. The fact is, throughout the history of this country here, people got married. They took the husband's name. And now you have a bunch of feminists and liberals going around going, no, we don't have to do that anymore. You don't do that.
But John, to be fair, I know you're saying it's kind of a small amount of people. It's actually not. If you look now at the amount of people who get married in a church, rather than those who have an untraditional ceremony in a hotel or whatever, a castle or whatever it is, now less people are getting married in churches than having untraditional ceremonies. So,
but the point
the,
is,
the church wedding the is fading is, away.
But the point is, no, you're getting married in the eyes of God. You're not getting the, but that's the whole point of you, getting married in the eyes of God.
Not everybody gets married in the eyes of God.
That, you know, we're breaking down traditions. It's going back to a liberal agenda, thinking they can tell people how to live shit and eat today. So I don't agree with any of it. And in regards to that text or that email that you got in, that guy should just turn around and say to his so-called wife that is not really on the same page as him, marital page as him, to just piss off and go somewhere else, period.
Oh, maybe he loves
somebody
her.
Somebody who wants to be with him, period.
Maybe he loves her.
Listen, one thing I was going to say to you there, I didn't get married on that side of the world. I actually got married in Europe.
Okay.
Just to help yourself out there.
And imagine what show they go on with.
Well, we're part of Europe, John, too, you know.
Bullshit you go on with. Yeah, go on.
I know. Okay, but see, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place here, because I kind of agree with John. I agree with Jessica, but I also agree with points that you're making, Leanna. I do agree with some of the points that you're making, and it is a different world that we're living in. But I respect marriage. I think marriage is really important. I think the vow of marriage, I think the whole tradition of marriage and that commitment to each other is really important. And even though I'm not religious, I don't even believe in God, you know, I see where that can be valuable in society. And, you know, changing traditions is not always a good thing. You know, sometimes it's a bad thing to change traditions. I mean, there's nothing wrong with things that might be a little bit outdated. I mean, as I said to you earlier on, when, you know, in a traditional marriage, you know, the father walks the bride up the aisle and hands her over to the husband. Now, many feminists would turn around and say that's appalling. Basically, that's treating a woman like a piece of property. But I don't see it that way. I just see it as a nice tradition.
Well, my dad died before I got to walk down the aisle.
Mm.
So then what do I do?
Well, you don't. No, you don't have to do it. There's nobody. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of women whose fathers died.
I don't disagree with the traditions of marriage. We're talking about one name changing is the topic, and this is where my point is. Like, what's the difference? If you're agreeable to all those lovely things about marriage, then what's the name?
By the way, I'm just curious, Jessica. At a female gay marriage, right? Same-sex marriage. Whose father walks who down the aisle? I'm just curious. I'm kind of curious now.
The way I can see it in my head is that Kira's dad will walk her, and then my mom will walk me.
Oh, okay. So both parents.
That's just how I'm visiting it in my head.
Okay, no, I was just curious. You know? And is there any best men at all? Or would they be just all...
No, well, I...
Bridesmaids.
I always said that my best friend, like, I've known her since we were babies, we've literally grown up together. I told her that she's in charge of everything.
Right, okay, so...
Like, I had that plan since day one.
Okay, so you don't have, like, five groomsmen and five bridesmaids. It'll be just all female.
No, not a big party thing. Like, I even said to Kira, I just wanted those friends and family. I'm not having, like, 100 guests and...
Oh, you're better off. Yeah, you're better off. Sometimes intimate weddings are so much nicer and so much more memorable. Trust me.
I'd be curious to know John's thoughts on your one's wedding there.
Yeah, John, Mr. What's Christian. Yeah. What's your thoughts on Jessica, you know, her and her wife?
Well, you know I don't like gay people, so...
You don't like gay people, right? It's quite a random statement. You don't like gay people. I don't like gay people. What sort of statement is that? I mean, even from a Christian, what sort of statement is, I don't like gay people?
Niall, at the end of the day, a marriage is a man and a woman, and that's the end of it. Good luck. Well. I don't want to listen to any more show you in that direction.
I'm assuming so you voted no, did you? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you voted no.
Well, I voted yes.
Jessica, I voted yes so you could get married.
Thanks.
Yeah, I didn't want I'm just had
it. Much appreciated. I'll send you an invite.
Thanks. So stay there for a second, John. Let me just go to Alan as well. Oh, Jesus, Alan.
Oh, Jesus, it's going to be good now.
Oh, stop. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall. I don't introduce me like that.
I mean, you do liven up the party a little bit, Alan, in fairness to you.
I do, but I'm the most intelligent member of the community.
Right, okay. So, Alan, getting back to this particular situation, right, is there anything wrong with suggesting that a woman should change her name to a man's name? Is that tradition outdated? Is it misogynistic?
Well, no, it's one of those things. It was based on a previous incarnation where we had traditions of property and tax and family.
And inheritance, as well.
So the wife... Going back 800 years or 1,000 years, it wasn't by consent the marriage. It was usually forced on her.
And the father. What did it say in the Bible at one stage? If a man,
you shall leave your mother and father and be united to your husband.
But wasn't there something in? I think that the Old Testament. Now somebody will miss. I say I'm misquoting, so I probably am misquoting. I'm paraphrasing, right?
Sorry, was.
Yeah, that if you raped a woman, if you paid her father 50 shekels and married her, it was grand.
That was for Jews, Niall.
Yeah,
The Jew was used as a law, like the Sharia law in Islam.
Well, it was many years ago, obviously.
My point, Niall, is when I got married, my wife and I decided to double barrel our names in Irish, half of her name and half of my name.
Oh, jeez.
And so my name was O'Brien and her name is O'Shea, and we changed it to Shabreen.
Why would you do that?
Because we wanted something unique about our marriage. It was us uniting together in a real deep way.
And you were well liberal before your time.
Right.
What did you say?
What did you say, Leanna?
I said he was well liberal before his time.
Oh, yeah, well liberal. He's not really a liberal in fairness.
I'm liberal in certain ways and I'm conservative in other ways, but I don't appreciate that religious nut, John.
Oh, right, okay.
He comes across as a bigot, and he lives in his own little library tower of religion.
Very nice guy. Can I come in there?
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
He's a bigot.
Yeah.
One at a time. No, hang on. One at a time. Give him a right to reply to you. Call him a bigot.
Hang on. What's that gobshite's name again?
Oh, can you stop calling each other names? His name is Alan.
Alan. Number one, right? Listen. I've listened to you on this show many a night, and you talk shit out of you.
Number one,
I'm not a religious nut, but the fact of the matter is, if you're getting married, I don't like your liberal way you talk, for a start. The fact of the matter is, if you're getting married, you take your husband's name, or you piss off. Period.
Well, that's your opinion.
Your liberalisation today. Enough of it.
Hang on, John. No, I want to say something to John. For hundreds of years, your Catholic Church ruled where
my Catholic Church done what?
Now, John, don't go there.
And they took mothers away from their babies, and they abused boys and girls in homes.
Your church is responsible for the way we are today.
No, I won't. Jesus. Let me finish.
Poor old Leanne and Jessica are being subjected to this now.
Let me tell you something.
Hang on. Sorry, both of you for a second. Leanne wants to say something. Sorry, Leanne. Bring a bit of peace to this, will you?
One person at a time, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead, Leanne.
I know you're rivals, and I understand that you want to say something to each other, but can we just have one person talk at a time?
Yeah, good idea.
Right, okay. Thank you, Leanne. I've only got on the show, and I think John is a relic of the old Catholic right-wing conspiracies who live in a fantasy about what gayness is about and what modernization is. And he hastens back to an old Ireland that was ruled with cruelty by the Catholic Church.
But Alan, I don't have a problem with a Christian coming on the air and saying, you know, I have no problem with gay people, I just don't appreciate the sin, not the sinner, right? That's the kind of old line, right? I have no problem, that's their viewpoint, that's fine, I don't care. But see, John comes on and says, he just throws out this blanket statement, I don't like gay people. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
We understand where you're coming from, 100%, but can we give him...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right, Noel, can I come back in there?
Just very quickly, John, very quickly.
Yeah, number one, Alan, the Catholic Church didn't abuse or rape anybody.
No,
the
of course not.
The bills never done anything. It was people. So pipe your
ears. No, hang on. Please, Alan, let him finish. I understand the point he's trying to make.
And the next point is about I don't like gays, and I'm not going to make any apologies for that.
I'm not asking you to apologise for it. I'm just saying it just seems like a bit of a blanket statement. Listen, I have to go into an ad break. John.
Yeah, we're going to an ad break.
Well, actually, stay there for a second if you can. Leanne, I don't know whether you can stay or not. All right, let me get back to Alan if I can, just without the shouting for a moment, because my ears are starting to hurt and so is my brain. Alan, so this idea of taking a second name, can I ask you, by the way, is that legally complicated?
No, not really, because it's Irish. It was an Irish effect of a double barrel name, right?
Okay, but did you change your name on your driver's license and on your tax forms?
I don't. I was on disability, so I didn't have that much complication.
Right. So the social welfare.
No complication. It was just an Irish double barrel name, so it's just Irish.
Mm.
So it wasn't that complicated, and I changed it. We decided to do it together, and we had the word Shabreen. Her first name was O'Shea, and mine was O'Brien, and that would have been very hard to say in English, O'Brien O'Shea. So we done Shabreen, and it was a part of her name and a part of my name, and that was what made us one, and we had a lot more in common than just my name.
Mm.
And I think what I don't like about the idea of what marriage is. We got married in the Unitarian in Stephen's Green.
Okay.
And they're liberal church. Mm. They don't just believe it's actions and quality of your actions rather than what you believe.
Yeah, that's okay too.
And so we got married in there, and that was our choice because we wanted not to get married in anything that was stained by corruption or things that had happened.
Yeah, but okay, can I ask you a question? If your wife had said to you, oh, actually, Alan, I'd love to keep my name. Can we both have my name?
I would have taken it. I took her name after she died. I used it on a no internet status, Christopher O'Shea, just in memory of my wife.
Oh, okay.
And so I never had that thing where it was an ironclad idea that if she wanted me to take her name when we got married, I would have taken it. Because I took everything that she gave me, her life, her hope, and her happiness, and taking her name was just a secondary issue.
But then isn't that the point? You were willing to do that. So what's the big deal if this guy is saying to this girl that supposedly loves him, you know, I'd like to keep tradition, will you take my name? And she's going, no.
No, well, you see, if she doesn't want to take his name, that's a choice. And we're not in the dark ages now. We're in the 21st century.
Yeah, but there has to be compromise, no? No? Yes?
Yeah, women got a raw deal for thousands of years. They never had anything until the 19th century where they got the vote.
I'm not going to get too deeply into this argument that women got a raw deal.
Yeah, but deep, Niall.
No, hang on. Men didn't get the vote, by the way, until the 1800s anyway, right? But the only men that could vote up until the late 1800s were rich men. Okay, the working man didn't get out. Okay, but so what I'm saying to you is, when you say women got a raw deal, there's many ways of looking at that debate, and maybe it's a debate for another night, right? Women didn't generally have a raw deal. A lot of women were well looked after throughout the years and throughout the centuries. So you can't always say women got a raw deal. They just played it. No, hang on. They played a different role in society than they do now. You can't, Alan, you can't look back at the 1700s with, you know, 2024 glasses on and say...
1953, my ma got married.
Okay, and there was a thing in the paper today about Gay Byrne, and he was doing the Housewife of the Year competition, and the Irish Times wrote an article on it, giving out about it, saying, wasn't that awful? It wasn't awful. Niall, that's the way it was in the 1970s.
Let me finish, Niall. My ma got married in 1953... And for the next 17 years, she had 13 children. And my wife's family had 3 children in the same period of time. 1950, my wife was born in 1950, and her dad had 3 kids with his wife.
Yeah.
And so certain women in society got a barrel load of children, and he had no rest from the stress. He had no longevity in life. Some of them didn't live a happy life because they were so tired from having kids that they never had a chance to spread their wings and be relaxed at home with 3 kids instead of 13 or 14.
And are we looking back at that and saying that was a negative thing in society, that women had more children or that women stayed at home and were stay-at-home wives, as they were called at the time? Are we looking back at that with some sort of negativity? Because at the time, that was seen as a positive thing.
It wasn't positive, Niall.
Okay, well, that's, I tell you what, Alan, we'll have that debate another night. I don't want to get into that too deeply now because we're going off on a tangent. Right. But Leanna, that was a kind of nice thing that Alan did with his wife by sharing a name.
Oh, 100%. But it's a choice. And it should be a choice. And ultimately, it's a thing to say, you should just do this. Well, nobody should just do anything unless they want to.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't raise 4 children telling them they should just do this because society says so. But that's not how the world is anymore. Or it's never been how the world is, but we're a lot more accepting to other opinions and other communities and other experiences.
And that's fine. But the problem is, I find, when we move away from tradition and what we used to do, sometimes we go too far. And then that has a profound effect on society. For example, we lived in a world where one income would support a family. We now have a government who are deliriously happy because you now need 2 incomes paying tax to support a family. So, you know...
100%. And even my children, when they go to work for the first time, are discovering what tax looks like. And I'm like, yeah, sorry about that.
Did I not warn you about that one? No.
Sorry, my apologies. You were told you were on 13 euros now, and no, actually you're on about 12. You're on 10.
Yeah, why is some man taking money off me every week?
Well, and it's not even the man, it's just the society and the fact that, no, because you have to pay into a system that supports people that choose not to go to work.
I don't agree with that particular system, by the way. There are many countries in the world that can operate in sustainability and sustain their countries without actually having income tax in charge of their citizens to live there. Dubai is an example, of course, because it's very rich with oil. Ireland is a very sustainable country. We could easily sustain this country without having an income tax system, but we just don't do it.
Every year to stay here. Oh, you know, and I work and I give back and do my best as a community member.
Oh, yeah, it's a civic duty, isn't it?
Off topic.
Yeah.
We're off topic. I choose to live here. So it is my privilege to pay into it and help the community and help the society. But ultimately, name changing, it should be a choice.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Joanna. Joanna, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Should she keep the peace and just take his name?
You know something? I know it's a modern world, right? Absolutely. But me, personally, I don't know. I'm very traditional in my... I'm old-fashioned, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's respectful to take your
husband's
name.
Mm-hmm. So you took your husband's name, yeah.
I did, but do you know what I've noticed? And I don't even know how this came about. Whenever I'm in hospital or have a hospital appointment, they use my maiden name and my husband, my marriage name as well.
Okay.
So they double barrel my name, and it's real weird to look at. Because it's the only place that does that is the hospital.
Okay, I think because within the healthcare system, it's very important that they actually give the operation to the right person. So I think for that reason, they probably just do a double check on it just to make sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but so they have like my maiden name and
your marriage name.
Mm. Yeah, which is fine. But I mean, I just thought like.
By the way, did it sadden when you got married? Okay, when you got married, I'm sure you were deliriously happy when you got married. But did it sadden you?
To take your husband's name. I think it's a privilege.
Okay, so there was no point where you were kind of sad losing your own name.
No, I think he's asked me to marry him, and he's asked me to take his name. I think that's a privilege, and I think it's respectful to say thank you very much. I will take your name.
There you go, Leanna. It's a privilege.
I do think so. It's respectful.
Yeah, I can't stop laughing. My apologies there. I don't disagree with your statement for yourself.
Hang on, Joanna. Let Leanna respond just to what you said.
A privilege is being given a property from a grandparent or a distant relative that you never knew about. You're on the bones of your bum trying to just feed your own and all the rest of it, and then you're gifted something. That's a privilege.
But are you not being... Joanna feels it's a privilege to take her husband's name. It's respectful. I think, you know, she's right in her way because she believes she was privileged to take his name. I think that's nice.
He's agreed with her thoughts and how she felt about it.
Hang on, Joanna. Go ahead. Sorry, Leanna.
Finish. It should necessarily be something that young woman or woman of today's world... It should be thought of.
I did say that though. It is a modern world. It's up to people now.
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Yeah, well, that's not always the excuse, is it? That kind of bothers me sometimes when people say, oh, it's 2024. I couldn't care what date it is. You know what I mean? Sometimes these kind of things are not such bad things. There are a lot of traditions that are really bad. I don't deny that. But some of the traditions are not bad. Like, for example, giving your wife a ring, an engagement ring, or as years ago it was referred to as a promise ring. I promise to marry you. I mean, I don't see, that's a tradition, by the way. And the whole idea of that tradition is that you want to claim ownership over your wife. That was the original tradition of the promise ring, to promise to marry her and promise to take her to be your wife. I don't see the feminists giving out about that and refusing to take the ring. So they only refuse things that kind of suits them. But sorry, Joanna, go ahead. Go ahead, Joanna.
Do you know what it is as well? God, Niall, you love your own voice, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What I'm going to say is, so,
Jesus.
As well, like, I had Jesus, and, well, yeah, like, I wanted to have his name as well, because I wanted me and our children to have the same name as well, which was very important to me. I don't like going around saying, this is my partner. No, this is my husband. I prefer to say that. And all my children have the same name. And if I'm a bit old-fashioned in the old ways, I don't care. I like it that way. It's clean. It's a clean sweep. We all have the same family name.
But why can't it be your name? Why couldn't it have been your surname?
Well, I do have my own name, but I just chose to have his name. And I still have my name.
That's the point I was making. It should be a choice.
Well, it is a choice. And I have...
not according to this email that we're actually currently talking about. It actually is based on the fact he's upset she doesn't want to take his name.
I don't know. Maybe I'm lost in the mist somewhere. Maybe I'm just...
No. Don't say that about yourself. There are a lot of women in your situation who are quite happy to take their husband's name. But hang on. Let me just bring Susan in as well. Susan, hi. How are you? Sorry, I'm not ignoring you, Alan. I know you're still there. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. Nice to talk to you. Susan, okay.
Oh, and Andrew, as always.
Okay.
Lovely to talk to you. I think it's okay to have your own name, you know, your maiden name. Like when I got married to John, I was terrified about the tax man, so I kept my maiden name for a good while.
Right.
You know?
Why were you terrified of the tax man?
I was afraid he was going to tax me higher because I was married.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it goes down.
I think it goes down. Sure. Yeah, you got a marriage.
Well, I was afraid.
Yeah.
I was afraid. I was nervous to change it.
Hmm.
So I kept it like for my bank and different things like that. I kept Susan Devlin for a good while. And then I got it into my head, okay, I'll change it.
Okay.
I better not give John's name, John Langan.
Oh, yeah,
I changed it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have given names over the... Because I'll have all the people ringing up.
I don't think anyone's going to go looking for you. You know. But, okay, so Susan,
all the people are always saying in the background.
Yeah. So you think the tradition, it's an okay tradition. It just, for you, the problem was just the tax complications.
I was afraid the tax man was going to find me out. And a lot of teachers, they keep their maiden name.
Oh, that's a different thing.
You know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers don't actually keep their maiden names. What they do is they get married. Some of them will take their husband's name. But just for the purposes of school, they keep their maiden names. Because it's easier for the kids because they're already calling them, you know, Miss O'Mara or Miss Smith or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they don't want to have to change it. Yeah, make it easy complicated. For them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I thought all teachers kept their maiden name.
No, not necessarily. No, they just keep it at school.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. I know that girl is the girl who was on previous there, and I know she's traditional and she's old-fashioned. But that's perfectly fine.
Don't call her old-fashioned. Traditional is okay, but old-fashioned. There's nothing old-fashioned about it. There's nothing old-fashioned about your wife wanting to take your name. It's not an old-fashioned thing. That makes it sound like it's dittery and doddery and horrible. But it's not. It's actually a nice thing to do.
A lot of people keep the maiden name and get the other name onto that as well.
Yeah, that's a bit silly. I find those double-barrel
names. Dwyer O'Neill.
Yeah. And I'm not into double-barrel names. No, that doesn't... appeal to me at all.
That doesn't do it for you.
No. Because then your kids have double barrel names if you choose to go down that direction, and there's nothing. I just think it's awkward to have a kid with a double barrel name. You know what I mean?
But that's what some people are into, Niall. No.
Yeah, I know.
We're all into different stuff, you know? And I know we come on the show to voice our opinions, but we can never all think the same.
No, I know. Yeah. Sorry, Alan, you didn't like double barrel names. She didn't.
Who?
Alan. I was talking to Alan there, but he's vanished. He's gone off to me.
Niall.
Yeah, sorry, you didn't like double barrel names. She didn't.
Yeah, he said, hello.
Well, no, I got... what we did was we were sitting down before the wedding and the marriage started, and we decided to uniquely make our names double barrel. But
changing it to Irish, yeah.
Irish, and it was just a way of uniting together in our, both our names coming together in Irish, and it was a way of kind of making our name.
Yeah, but it's still one word. It's still one word, Alan.
Yes, Shabrin. And ironically, it was on another radio station one time. I'll go back.
How dare you? How dare you?
I know, this was way before you, not.
Fair enough.
The Sunday World wanted to do an interview with me wife.
Jesus. Yeah, okay.
And she turned it down. She didn't want to talk to them. But they heard us on the radio one day talking about this as well, and they wanted to talk to me wife about...
What radio station were you on going back all those years ago? Just curious now. Joe Duffy or something, was it?
Capital of what's his name? Oh God, what's his name? The one
one of the pirate ones, is it?
Who? Chris Barry? Adrian Kennedy? Who?
Adrian Kennedy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm just being nosy now. Sorry, brother. Yeah.
No, it's all right. Yeah. And the Sunday World rang up their show and asked them could they talk to Maria, and she said a flat no. When she heard it was the Sunday World, she said no way. She didn't want to do any interviews with them.
Yeah, I can't imagine the nice fluffy story in the Sunday World in the middle of all the crime reports about the Penguin and the General and everything else, and then you in the middle of it all.
Just out of curiosity, if you manage to have or impregnate a woman, you had a child together before you actually got married.
Oh, Jesus, this is getting complicated.
No, not necessarily. We're talking about marriage and names.
Okay.
But if you had a child, and we're referring to a lot of what do the children look like and double-barreled names and all the rest of it.
Mm.
But if you had a child out of wedlock, which a lot of people do in this day and age, then what? Even if you're promised to marriage, what name should that child take if you're not married? Does the woman have the right to give the child her name? Or do you, as the father of that child, direct that, even though you're not married?
Generally speaking, what I've my own personal observation in Ireland, when people are not married and they have children, it usually ends up with the mother's name on the child.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.